been a while now. It's been a daily thing for me. The Lord just kind of revisiting and visiting for the, like the first time sometimes, of just the awesomeness of just the grace of God. I had the opportunity to speak Sunday at Westwood Baptist Church for their homecoming. It was awesome. I had fun. I don't know if they did or not. But that was kind of our theme. So that's just a real thing, you know. Also, just what God's doing in Selma, you know, and the day we live in today, and for, you know, a Baptist church to have a non-Baptist speaker on Sunday morning is a pretty big deal, you know. And for them to just to be open to that, even though that was my home church growing up, that's just a big deal. And the Lord's just taking down all these crazy walls that we put up. And so the Lord's doing good stuff. So we'll do just a little portion of this in Ephesians 2. And we, again, you know, when we look at grace, again, that's not just, you know, something God gives us that we don't deserve. Yeah, but it's substance. You know, grace is substance. This is something you can sink your teeth into, right? Something that the Lord wants you to constantly be aware of and constantly be receiving. Last time I spoke, I told you about seeing quarters. The Lord's been speaking to me a lot. You know, there was a time where He was speaking of His provision, and He used dimes, and I'd see dimes kind of laying everywhere. Just remind me of His word that He's given me. And now it's quarters, and about, because, you know, five is a number of grace, so that's a multiple of grace, five times five, just grace upon grace. And there are times when I need to stop and say, I receive the grace of God right now, because I'm in a situation to where, Lord, I need your presence, your ability, whatever. That's the grace of God, right? Jesus came and brought grace and truth, and and we'll read this here in a minute, but just think of it as something that's a gift to you. Romans 5 talks about it being a gift. Those who receive the grace of God and the gift of righteousness will rule and reign in life. So if I'm going to rule and reign in life, then I have to be receiving the grace of God. Something that I have, I just got to acknowledge it, receive it constantly, right? If you're in the situation, the Lord's always putting us in places where we're inadequate, right? Just to show us that we really are inadequate. That's the truth. Because He wants you right then to receive, experience His awesome grace. Right? So in Ephesians 2, it's really just some familiar verses. But God, being rich in mercy, and because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, He made us alive together in Christ. Verse 5, it says with, but the actual translation is in Christ. By grace you have been saved. Really good word. But that word by is better translated. And again, you know, by is a good word, but the best word that fits in there is the word to. To grace you have been saved. If I've been saved by the grace of God, that's good. That's true. But I've been saved to something, to experience something. So the actual translation is, to grace you have been saved, to experience grace. Verse 6, and He raised us up with Him, and He seated us with Him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amazing thing. So that in the ages to come, the ages to come was once you're born again, Jesus in your heart, from then on are the ages to come, right? Everything, when you're a new creation, from that point on is this, the ages to come. He might show you and me the surpassing riches of His grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. Okay? So my saved life is what God wants to do is show me in you that we may experience the riches of His grace. All that grace is. All that has no depth to it. I mean, it's just deep, and you know what Scripture talks about, that we could experience this in the realm of, when it says in kindness, that word just means in the atmosphere of God's goodness and kindness, okay? You and I would experience that. So again, it can't be just God giving me what I don't deserve and mercy's not getting what I do. You know what I mean? And that's what we grow up with. It's just this, okay, now what you want to experience because of your goodness and kindness to me, you want me to be experiencing constantly the very riches of your grace. Okay? That's the reason I've been saved to grace, right? Again, verse 8, the familiar verse, by grace you have been saved through faith, not of yourself, it's a gift of God. Again, that word by is to. So read it in that context. To grace, you have been saved through faith. Not of yourselves, it's the very gift of God to you. Okay? It's this awesome grace. Not as a result of your works that no one should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. You know, I've been really stuck on that verse. Again, I'll read it to you. All of this to grace, in grace, riches of His grace. Because we always sometimes will take that verse. We know that we're God's workmanship, or we heard the word, you know, we're His masterpiece. This little refrigerator verse, and it's all nice and cute and everything. But read it in context of the riches of God's grace. To grace you have been saved. All right, you are His workmanship. You're a new creation, something that He created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in. So it's something about the good works of God. And they asked Jesus, John 6:28, how does a person work the works of God? And He said, believe in Him whom He sent. How do I work the works of God? Believe in Him, you know? Because we think, well, works, I got to do something, you know? How do we work the works of God? Well, we believe in Him. So in the context of what He's saying here, and I really don't know what I'm talking about yet, but I know the Holy Spirit's stirring something, right? Walking in the works of God is walking in the riches of the grace of God that He's already prepared before Him, okay? That we should live in them and we should experience them. So everything about my life, if I'm stepping into my life, all right, the works of God, believing in Him, is believing that no matter what I'm doing or where I am, I'm surrounded by the riches of His grace. So anything I do, the works of God, whether it's having to teach school, whether it's ministering to someone, or doing this right here, or whatever you're doing in life, you're entering into the realm of the grace of God, okay, which He's prepared for you, the works of God, okay? The works of God drip with the grace of God. It's intertwined in there somehow, right? That can't be separated. Does that make sense? It shouldn't, because it's not making sense to me. But it's something to that, right? You know how the Lord will speak something to you? Kind of like, you know, when a cow eats something and he has to cough it back up. They call it chewing the cud. Yeah, you got to chew on it a little more. I got to chew on it a little more. Because I used to separate that. Okay, the works of God. Whatever I do during the day, the work God has already prepared. He's already been there for me, but it's more than that. It's about experiencing the riches of His grace in all that I do. So that's how I can be thankful. No matter what I'm called to do, if I have to go, you know, this afternoon to see my mother, the nursing home, which can be taxing because someone's struggling like that, asking you the same questions over and over and over again. You're having to deal with it, you know. It's the works of God. The riches of His grace. I'm in that realm. I'm in that atmosphere, right? That God wants me to constantly be drawing from, to constantly be aware of. And if I'm going to work the works of God, I've got to believe Him. I've got to believe that the wealth of His grace is there for me. His ability. Remember we talked about that? Grace is God's ability. His activity through me, His ability infused in me, right? Okay. We're just getting started on this, right? Lack of time. So just let's chew on that a little bit, okay? and let the Holy Spirit, he's kind of still speaking to me about that, but because if God's prepared them beforehand, then it drips with his grace. Right? In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Well, let's stand.